This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, the Supreme Court will take up the case of a white woman who says she was denied admission to the University of Texas because of her race. It's a case that brings the issue of affirmative action back to the court after a 2003 ruling that said the University of Michigan could consider an applicant's race. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, it's a case that employers, large and small, will be watching.
Affirmative action is legal in employment, that is, using race, ethnicity, or gender as one consideration in hiring decisions. In fact, it's required for federal agencies and companies that contract with the federal government. Margaret Sims is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute.
Most large companies do engage in some kind of affirmative action, and they think of it as a business proposition, not as a social proposition, to have members of that population in their workforce, either because it generates ideas or because it makes them sensitive to their customer base.
Elise Boddy at the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund says there's a potential danger here for employers.
If the Supreme Court were to conclude that diversity in higher education is not a compelling interest, it would reduce the pool of African-American and Latino students who would be available for hiring by businesses and the like.
But Boddy says as of now, she's not aware of any major legal challenges to consideration of race in hiring decisions by private or public employers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.